Check out this weird piano writing. Like, is it Debussy or Ravel? It's Robert Schumann and how he imagines the sounds of a prophetic bird, whatever that may be. Anyway, we're in the forest, his Valsenen piano suite, forest scenes. It's number 7 there, Bird as Prophet. And Schumann seeks this interesting combination of a pleasant but mundane bird song on the one hand, and the profoundness of prophecy on the other hand. And somehow he finds that impossible balance, because it's hard to say if the piece is made up of only these graceful but ornamentational birdy arpeggios, or if there's a more serious message underneath, because it's both. Pleasant yet profound. The thing is that the arpeggios seem more important because they always reach the wrong note at the top. So it's G minor, but instead of the D, it reaches the C sharp. So this creates an appoggiatura, it's called, when you have this note that kind of leans to the harmony, like that. So it craves a resolution, but the resolution comes with the next arpeggio, an octave higher. So it's really cool way of resolving it. G minor, then it's C minor, and the same appoggiatura. C minor to G minor, that's a minor plagal cadence. Kind of gets this little bit gloomy feeling, gloomy prophecies, because of all the minor. Then the next phrase is taking off. And it's bouncing to major, B flat major, it's a relative major to G minor. And we get this up and down, really don't really know where it's going, and really cool. Then we get the same material, but now we start in D minor instead of G minor. So it's higher up, and it's the same minor plagal cadence. Now it's G minor to D minor, it's the same relationship, the minor 4. And now the third time, goes to F major, major again. So now we've had these three small statements, phrases, 2 times. Now we get something more. So the tension increases a bit, and we finally get some proper melodic statement, because all of these gestures, they're not really melodic, they're more gestural. You feel the appoggiatura and then you have the direction, it's up or down. But here, finally, we get this. So it's going to a proper cadence on C minor. We get the arpeggio in the left hand and some nice counter melody in the right hand. A bit more chaotic, and here the lovely hand crossing. Still in the minor, C minor, and now for the final phrase, it gets even more chaotic. So it's increasing the frequency of these arpeggios and increasing the tension of the appoggiaturas. It's really clashing. These are not that hard, but this one. So it's a G7 to C minor, perfectly normal cadence, but then so G7, you have the F natural, then he adds the F sharp appoggiatura. It's really clashing, really cool. Now the melodic fragment again. And here we have kind of the same. And here we have this upward reaching arpeggio, but it's in a downward sequence, really, both ways at the same time. And the final appoggiatura, I mean, we reach G minor finally after a longer harmonic sequence, so it's a nice resolution here. And then there's just kind of an echo. We get the same starting phrases again in pianissimo. And it's stopping this like mid-air. And then we get the middle section. This is a nice contrast. It's like a calm chorale, warm feeling. It switches to G major and get long legato lines and no arpeggios and no appoggiaturas. We have some nice imitation. The right hand melody goes and the left hand imitates and it goes in canon. Now the third phrase gets a little bit more tense, diminished chord. On D major, so dominant, and we go back to G major. And then there's this amazing surprise shift to E flat major. It's a mediant away, D major to E flat major. Nice mediant relationship. And then pianissimo, etwas langsamer is somewhat slower. Verschiebung is the onocorda pedal, the soft pedal. So this is kind of a Schumann way of highlighting. Take this short section a bit slower. He does it also in Walsenen in number 5, Friendly Landscape, and in number 6, At the Inn. There's these small places where he says slower here to kind of highlight it, that something happening. And it turns out E flat major is the linking transition back to G minor. So here we get the repeat of the A section, back to the bird prophecy again. There's some small changes in the beginning. So we have this D in the bass. So when we start it, we have G in the bass in the beginning, but here it's just a dominant pedal, D. Again, keeping the D, and then this lovely bouncing. So this time, so this is a C7 with the melodies on the 9. So it's a more fuller harmonic progression. The first time it's kind of, it's the same chords, but they're more implied. Because this is still like C7 to F7 to B flat major, but now we get it lovely. And then from here on, it's exactly the same, the D minor. So I can mention these pedal marking. Schumann has written a pedal marking for like to keep the pedal for a whole bar. And again. But it goes against so much to play it like that. Like if a student plays it like that, I would say change the pedal if it didn't say. And I think I'm not actually following these pedal instructions. It might be that they had these pianos that had less resonance back in the time when they wrote, so they required more pedal, more of a pedaling way of playing. I'm not sure about these historical circumstances. I think musicologists debate this all the time. I think you should follow your own taste and personal preference of style, and I like to change it here because also the breaks gives it a presence to keep it silent in the breaks. It's really intense silence, I think. Accents on the offbeat, you can bring them out, I think. Amazing. And the final echo. And then it just finishes right in the middle of it. That's the bird flying away with his prophecy. Thanks so much for watching Sonata Secrets. The Patreon shoutout goes to Astro Sonata, N. Mori, and G. Catcall. And I'll see you in the next episode, which I think will be some French music that I'm working on.